Rabbi Nachman's fire is good for the whole year, especially Chanukah. And with Rabbi Nachman, whatever time it is of the year, every Torah that you're learning fills that time. We learned in the Sicha Saran, the last Torah that we learned was Sicha Yud Tes, which in the orange is from page Tes Zayin to Yud Zayin, but we're not finished yet, with a little bit to learn, to fill in. Those who were here 2 weeks ago, you remember, Rabbi Nachman here was talking about the Koyach of Torah. Two things, really, in this Sicha. The first is that no matter what a Jew has fallen into, no matter how low, chalila, he has managed to sink, if that person is Yaslam Chay Kavua V'Chiyav Chazak Luma B'Chayam V'Yayim, Kach V'Kach, Yiyeh Shiyeh, if the person will accept upon himself Chay Kavua, that no matter what, he's going to learn for a certain time, every single day, no matter what this person is otherwise involved in Chalila, but he accepts upon himself, it should be a chayk kavua, and a chiv chazak lomad b'chol yom, the koyach of Torah, Rabbi Nachman says, is so great, it'll pull him out. Of whatever he's gotten himself into, the koyach of Torah is so great, it will pull him out. And Rabbi Nachman is not talking here about that a person has to be a talmid chacham, he's a goyim, he's making a siman shas. He says the ikur is that it has to be a chayk kavua, every single day, kach v'kach, for whatever the amount of time is, or how much it is that he accepted upon himself to complete per day, whatever it is he wanted to do, five mishnayos, whatever it is. But the ikur is the kriyas and the chay chazak yiyeh shiyeh, no matter what happens that day. Not that it's a Yom Kippur, it's a Tisha B'Av, it's busy, he's got five chasnas and three farts and two this, whatever it is, yiyeh shiyeh. The Koyach of Torah is so great, it can pull him out from whatever he's gotten entrapped in, by himself, through others, whatever. That was the Reisha of the Sicha. That was the first part of the Sicha. And the second part of the Sicha, Nachman was saying how, Reb Nosson is saying how Nachman wanted, more than anything, he wanted from all of the Chassidim, Pshitas. And Pshitas meant, Uvdas Nasiyas Pshutas, to do the right thing, a lot of learning, a lot of davening, a lot of mitzvahs and masim toivim, a lot of zemiras, but with pshitas, without any chachmas, and the ikas to be besimcha, which we'll really talk about. This second part, to do a lot of good things besimcha, is really what we're going to be focusing on in the 20th sikha in chav. But in order to appreciate the reisha of this Torah, and the strength of Torah in our lives, I wanted to do a short little piece from Lakuta Maran. Could be once did this years ago, I don't remember. If it's familiar, then either you learned it on your own, or maybe we did do it. But it fits into what we're learning now, and it's important. In Kuf Yutes, you see on the page that you have in front of you, from Tinyonis, from the second Chalak of Lakuta Maran, Kuf Yutes. I've mentioned this many times, at least the beginning of it outside, but in the context of the strength of Torah to pull a person out, that's what this is about. Let's learn it quickly and move on to Chav. Dibre imonu kama v'kama pa'amim minyan yisurei olam hazeh. Rabbi Nachman spoke to us a number of times about the Yisurim, the suffering of this world. Shekol b'nei ha'olam kulam mileim Yisurim. Everybody in the world is filled with Yisurim. Of course, we always think that we're the only ones, but the other person is not. Or we have this way of thinking that there's a person that's takeh, that Yadu, that person who, God forbid, has some tragedy, is filled with Yisurim worse than me, worse than my Yisurim. But most people are not like that. And besides those individuals that have, God forbid, terribly Yisurim, most of the other people in the world are doing much better than me, and that I'm filled with Yisurim. And the truth is that when you speak to anybody for more than a few minutes, if it's a person that's very discreet and from the old school, you might not find out. But if it's more of a person from this generation, it doesn't take more than 30 seconds, a minute, and you begin to hear that this is a problem. These Yisurim and those Yisurim. And it turns out, like Rabbi Nachman says, that Kol b'nei ha'olam kulam melayim Yisurim, which is that we don't know. But Kol b'nei ha'olam, whatever the Yisurim are, even a little child, what the Yisurim are of that little child, that this one took my toy. I was watching yesterday at the Hanukkah party. It was such a rachmanis we had yesterday, Baruch Hashem. It felt like Purim because we had everything like in one day because it was Sunday. And so maybe some of you had that too. It was very, from this side, that side, it was Baruch Hashem busy. So I have one of my enikluch, his name is Mailuch. Eli Melech. And he's a very, very tmimizdik. He's a little boy. He's two something. Very, very tmimizdik. And he's growing up with his siblings are constantly like bothering him. They're taking things and they're bothering him. And he's very sweet natured and he's taken advantage of a lot by the other ones. So yesterday it was very, very busy, like old kind of horror from all the children and the other ones and their cousins and their children. It was very busy, and all he had, Meilichel, was this little truck. He was just going for an hour with this truck. He likes that, going back and forth. It had lights like that, and he was going back and forth. And I was watching that any time, like somebody was passing by, even with a little baby, holding the baby. And Melech was with the truck. He started to look up, and he went, no. He said, no, it's mine. No, because his experience in life has shown him that any pleasure that he has is short lived, and everybody is just going to take his truck. Everybody's going to take away his truck. So he starts to get like nervous. And I was watching, and I said to him, well, don't worry, no, I'm watching your Zaydis, and no one's going to touch you, no one's taking your truck. But every time someone came by, even like infants, because he doesn't know the chilek, anything could happen to him. And so he would start to get all upset, and he starts, no, no, it's mine, it's my truck, don't take it from me. The whole world is Mali Yisurim. I was thinking about this the whole time. So what does he have to learn? This little kid with daigas. He's already daigas. Maybe when you get older, no, they're taking my property, my real estate. No, they're taking my job. No, they're taking my this and my that. And he's already like starting off, no, my truck. And so he already has daigas, like the people out to get him, to take stuff, and just play, have a good time, and so you have to always be nervous. And this one's Mali Yisurim. And then the other one, then Chayla, they locked up, the other one's locked up in the closet in the basement. And she was screaming for who knows how long over there until Simchi found her. And I was thinking, it's Mali Yisurim, children. Mali, supposed to have a nice time what do you have already? Mali, this one's like, now I don't know if she's going to have to, God forbid, be afraid of dark places for the rest of her life because her cousins put her in and they're dancing around outside and making chayzer that she's screaming. And it's Mali Yisurim. It's like, you think about it, it's achmanis, the whole Mali Yisurim. Kol b'nei Adam. Kol b'nei ha'olam, kulam leim Yisurim. People are filled with Yisurim from the time that they're children and when they get older. I don't have to explain, everybody knows this. There are times in between where you forget the Yisurim. Kol b'nei ha'olam, kulam leim Yisurim. Ein gam echad shi'ilo ha'olam hazeh. And Nachman says, we spoke about this many times, that there isn't anybody that has an olam hazeh, really. Forget about who has a chelik and olam haba, this one has that one. Olam hazeh. V'afilu ha'ashirim ha'gadolim. So you think that the rich people, right? V'afilu ha'ashirim ha'gadolim. The people are very rich. You would think that they have an olam hazeh. V'afilu ha'sarim. And even the big sarim, the princes. Ein lehem shum olam hazeh klal. Now, they have no olam hazeh at all. He called Yemeim Kas Umach Oivos. The whole lives are filled with anger and with pain. Uchulam Aleim Tirdis Udaigis. They're filled with tirdis, with constantly being pulled in a million directions. The richer the people, the better, more Udaigis and worries, Vatsvus and sadness, Vyogan, Vanochin, sad depression. Tomid. And each person has his own particular yisurim, his own particular tzaris. And even if it's not tzaris, I mean, you look at his life and see it's a gewaldige, he has everything what he needs, but inside of himself, yisurim. I remember I once had these two friends of mine, they went years ago, this goes back, must be almost 30 years, they went collecting for the yeshiva that they were with. They went collecting in Los Angeles. And they went, you know, in those days, you just think Beverly Hills. Like now everybody travels back and forth. But in those days, Beverly Hills was like we grew up from television, you know, Beverly Hills. So they went to collect money there by the richest Jews in Los Angeles. And they came back, and they were telling the guys that they went to such mansions. We were all sitting like this, and they were telling us, you wouldn't believe what this one has here, that pools, not one. There's a milchigs and a fleshigs and what they have. The people, they're the oisha that they have. And they were telling us, so they were not only, when they were raising money, but they spent time there with some of these wealthier families, generous Jews that were helping, and they spent time, and they became close to some of the children from these families. Some of the children. And they were telling us that they never saw this before this whole thing started with Visk and all of that stuff. They never saw such sebrach in their children. They're the most broken children they've met in their lives. And they have each kid has his own car and they have everything that they can dream of over here. Now it became more common that people, even kids, have a lot of stuff. But in those days, they were telling us stories. And they said, and with the drugs and with the drinking and with the. All filled with yisurim, these kids. Terrible yisurim. Which nowadays, with children, from the time that they're little, that you don't see kamat that they have peace, or that they have any simcha zechayim, but children would have normally, to have a time when, just to have a pashtus, to have a simcha zechayim. Remember when the whole Simcha of Chanukah was getting that little net with the gold. that was the biggest thing, with the chocolate coins. You know that you give that to the kid now. The little thing with this. Oh, this is unbelievable to have such a thing. We're so excited, and we to play a little dreidel for a few pennies. The kids come now with credit cards to the dreidel games. It's just, from the time that they're little, all kinds of tears and all kinds of daigas. Tears and daigas that they have. And each one has his own yisurim. And you could make fun and say, that's Yisurim, that's not Yisurim. But for that person, that's Yisurim. Just like for the child, that's Yisurim. The child is sitting like that, nervous, and that's Yisurim. Vein gam echen mekolek gvirim v'asom sh'ila ha'kol keseda ketzanya talmin. Not one of these gvirim, not one of these rich people in the sarm, these princes, that they not one of them has things keseda, the way that they want. It's always not the way that they want. It's not the way that they want. V'kulam ke'achad meleim Yisurim v'daigis talmin. They're filled with Yisurim and daigas. Said Barav Yadul Chalmisha Baki Ktsas Behem Ubedachem, and anybody who's Baki a little bit, who knows what goes on with royalty, with these places and these rich people, anybody who knows what goes on with the rich people knows that this is true. The Kama Pam the Baranim Yizah, Vahayuna Royim Beinenu Kol Zeis, and Rabbi Nachman said, I saw with my own eyes such things. Vafilu Misha Nidmalav Sheyesh Lo Ha'Olam Hazeh B'Shleimus, and even if a person who it seems has Olam Hazeh, he thinks that he has Olam Hazeh b'shleimus, whatever he could possibly want, v'yesh lekol ha'tanugim, and he has all of the pleasures of this world, oisha, wealth, mechasim, possessions, covet, and all kinds of cover they give him. V'ahoyin rav ha'amoynim gedolim, his big palaces, the kelim nefloim, and unbelievable kelim, the tachshitim, and all kinds of jewelry and stuff, schoolas malachim. Imistaklu by heitev, if you look carefully at that person, he's also filled all the time anger and pain. As you could see, mamash with your eyes. This doesn't need to be explained to a person who has a brain and is able to look a little bit and to understand. And Shlomo HaMelech says the whole Kehelis is about this. Gam kol yom of kaas machayvus, all of his days, this rich spoiled kid, all of his days, it's kaas machayvus, anger and pain. Uksiv odom la omo yulod. And says in Eiv, man was born to toil. Omal. Omal can mean many things, as the Gemara says. Hard work. Omal, but omal means many things. Hardship. Hard work. Lives a couple of days, a few days he lives in this world, and he's filled with anger and disappointment. He was also very, optimistic. And this includes all people of the world. Like I was saying before, all the way to little children. Odom la'omo yulad. Everybody tries to get out of that pasuk, Adam la omal yulad, that man was created in this world, that it's a life of hardship. And people want to be potter from that pasuk. And they convince themselves that if I get this, then I'll be potter from that pasuk of that gzeira of Adam la omal yulad. But nobody is. Zekalo kol b'nei Adam shavadu mikatan v'argol, ki kulam noldu la omal. Doesn't the pasuk doesn't say there are exceptions? Kulam nolda l'omal. Everybody was born into a world that's going to be filled with hardships, with struggles. If a person would think about it, when you would go to the maternity ward and you look at the and you're kveling, looking at some baby behind the glass, you would feel a bigger rachmanis than a simcha. If you would think about it. Everybody's all excited, and everybody's happy, and it's a mazel tov, it's a big thing. To bring another Yid into the world, it's a big thing, but you think of all the kaas u'machoivus that this child is going to go through in life. And we think that this child's not going to, we're going to protect this child, and this child's not going to have to go through any kaas u'machoivus. I remember when we went to visit my daughter Suri this past summer. She was in the beautiful place in the Haven New Square for Kippetorin. A Kippetorheim, for mothers that just had, for mothers that just had babies. And it's a beautiful, beautiful place. And it was just, my Suri had I think now she regrets that she left. she would have stayed there. It was such a beautiful place. So nice, it was so nice. So, and they take care of your babies. They take care of your babies, and you get this beautiful room, and the ladies are schmoozing. Ah, it was gewaldig. So we're there. So I remember I spoke to Suri on the phone the day before, and she said, no, they call out your number, they call out like 15, and that means this lady, 12, to get your baby, they bring you a baby. For a little bit, to buy the meal or something, or to nurse, or to give a bottle, something like that. So he was telling me this on the phone, how they call out the different numbers, and the lady's this mine. So then I kept asking, how's the baby? They said, oh, fine. And then, the last day she was there, there was some nurse that said, it was number, Suri's number, whatever it was, 12. So then the nurse said, oh, you're number 12. Say, yeah, what's wrong with number 12? Oh, like your kid, number 12. Because Suri was telling me there was a baby screaming the whole time. you know, like you hear, you don't want to go in there. These women, they're like, they're off, you know. So they pass by, but they get, like, they don't go so close. And you hear this screaming, this screaming. And it turns out that that was number 12. That was my granddaughter screaming the whole time. And then when you finish, they just say, here, mazel tov. You know, and that's yours. But the whole time, there was one baby in this whole place that was like hollering the whole time. The infamous number 12. You know, like that baby. That if a person thinks about it, if you think about it, you can go out of your kingdom thinking about it. So, kulam naldu la'amal, from the time that a child is born. La'amal malayim roigiz v'yisur, ve'ein shum eitzah v'sachbul l'hinotzim he'amal v'yagin hazes. Now, what's the eitzah? So what's talking the eitzah? But the Baruch Shalom put us into such a world. And what's the eitzah? What can a person do? The ancient eitz of sachbul lehinatz yom me'omol v'yogin hazeh. It says in pasuk, Adam la'omol yulad. Doesn't say any exceptions. There's no yotzim in haklal. So what's the eitzah? What's the sachbula? What are you supposed to do? Only those people who have tried this know that it's absolutely true. Those who haven't tried it will find it interesting. But those who have tried it and live with this know that what Rabbi Nachman is saying here is the Eitzah, the Sachbula, and the only Eitzah. Ve'ein shum Eitzah v'sachbula hinotzim ha'amal v'yogin hazeh ki'im livroyach l'Hashem izbarach. There's only one Eitzah, to run away from it and to go to Hashem. Livroach, to escape. Livroach doesn't mean to leave your responsibilities behind. Doesn't mean to run away and leave the family and leave the parnasa and leave the, but that a person has to have that opening in his life where he could run to Hashem Yisbarach. Ki im levroyach la Hashem Yisbarach, v'lasik b'tayim. And where do you run to? Like Yaakov Avinu, b'smedrash Hashem ve'eva. Where do you run to? Kim levarach laHashem Yisbarach. LaHashem Yisbarach, of course, is tefillah and has bided this, but the ik is lasik b'tayim. And that's the meaning of lulei saras l'shashua, azavardi b'ayni. Kim levarach laHashem Yisbarach, v'lasik b'tayim. A person who knows that and who has done that knows that what Rabbi Nachman says is absolutely true. Not that we need to prove anything he says. But that is the Eitz and the Sibyl. A Jew who doesn't have that place to escape to, Hashem is Baruch, with Liman HaTorah to learn Torah, there's nothing else. There's no, just Molei Machoiv's Kaz, V'Yisurim, and usually brings him down as a person, makes him bitter and angry, and the whole world is bad, and everybody's bad, and he looks at everything with an eye and raw. And he was angry at the world, and he has kindness against everybody, and kindness against the Russian, kindness. The whole life is kas and roigis and machoivis from his portion of omal that he got. Everybody has their chelik of omal. And each one doesn't know what my amelis is and what the other person's amelis is. Just because of the conditions or the circumstances of your life that look like it's more difficult than somebody else's life, you don't know. Everybody has their Adam Almo Yulad, what their amelis is. Everybody has their amelis. But the Eitzah for a Jew is Livrach LaHashem Yisbarach V'Lasek B'Torah. That's what Rabbi Nachman is talking about in the Sichas around. That's what he's talking about here, Keseda. Kamei Shemuva B'Medrash, Chazal say, Adam LaAlmo Yulad. That includes everybody. Adam LaAlmo Yulad. There's no way out of that. Ashrei Misha Amala B'Torah. It's a famous chazan. Adam La'Alma Yula. Ashrei Misha Amala B'Torah. Fortunate is the one whose amelis is in Torah. Fortunate is the one who struggles over a blot Gemara, a Taisviz, a difficult Ma'asha, Fortunate is the one who's on Melis is in the Torah. Ashri Misha Amala B'Torah. Hainu. Me'achash HaKol Adam Noilad La'amal. Shem Nachman says, since the Metzius is that every single person was born La'amal. Hard work, hardships, struggles. Adam La'amal Yulad. SheKol Adam Noilad La'amal. V'i'ev Shalahi Malit Mezeh B'Shum Oifen. E'ev Shalahi Malit Mezeh Bishum Eifen. There's no way. Bishum Eifen. To get out of that. You think that you're getting out of one problem, of one amal, and then the Baruch Shalom has a different one that's waiting for you around the corner. You run from this one, you run to that one. Ha'afilu im yela kol chalole de alma. Even if a person had everything in the world, everything that fills the world, he would have. He would still certainly have all kinds of omal and all kinds of yisurim and daigis and worries. Okay, and therefore, hachachem einav b'roishai, the wise person, his eyes are in his head, means the wise person sees and understands what to do. He knows that there's only one Eitzah. Al kein hachachem ein b'roishai, shi'hafei ha'omal la'omal shatayim. Take the quota of omal that you have and use that in limud ha'Torah. And if you run to learn Torah and you pour all your kaychus into limud ha'Torah, then you can experience in this, even in this world, you can experience an unbelievable, immeasurable joy, a simcha beyond belief. And that's what Rabbi Nachum said in the Sicha. The Vada Yisku Lot says min Sudosam Hara Aidea Tariki Kaya Hatar God Ma'ayb. That's what he said in the Sicha. That a person will be able to get out of that trap of the omal of this world. That doesn't mean that all of a sudden he's going to have a big parnasa, and all of a sudden, you know, his kids are going to be the way that he wants, and his wife's going to be nice to him, or the husband's going to be nice to her, or they're going to get this and have that. It doesn't mean that everything all of a sudden turns around. But when a person pours his amelus into Torah, and he runs to that place, he's bereach to Hashem Yisbarach. So then that person is able to feel the most unbelievable relief, the most unbelievable relief from the amelus of this world, from the anger and the disappointments of this world. And it's not even necessary to tell stories, because all the stories of the tzaddikim revolve around this nakuda. With the tzaddikim and the yisurim of the tzaddikim in this world, all the great tzaddikim, of all those that we could think of, how many of them, even in the most simple way, had a life that was easy, a life that wasn't filled with all kinds of yisurim, all kinds of disappointments, and achayvus, and tzaris. When you look at the lives of the tzaddikim, and then you'd see upon them the simchas achayim, the menuchas hanefesh, and the yishuv hadas. Well, where did that come from? Because they escaped from this world, and the amelus of this world, and they went over to the world of Amelus and Hashem Yisbarach, and Tefillin, and Torah, and the Ikka Torah. Shi'afu cha'amu la'amu sotera, she'bishil zeh noilet she'amu b'Torah. That's really why Jew was born. Adam la'amu yulad, a person can make that choice of Amelus and Torah. And if he's Amel and Torah, then the Amelus of this world doesn't get to him. It doesn't make him crazy. Vaz Ashrei Loi, then that person is very fortunate. You look at, you see, like, one of the tzaddikim of the generation, Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman, Zogazon Zayns, that tzaddik, you said, Olam is an on of Kehillel, and is sitting and learning Torah for so many, so many years, and he lives in Mitechat Chak, you know, and how these tzaddikim, how they live. And many of them have with the mishpachas, the different inyanim that people don't know, sometimes people do know. And every time you see the simcha, the joy on them, and the yeshiva das, and the nuchas and nefesh that these tzaddikim have, and the way that they live, all of this is what the Ivana wanted to take away from us. Because that's the inyan of l'hashkicham teresecha. What does it mean, l'hashkicham teresecha? The malchus of Yavin, the whole mohus of Yavin is darkness. She'achshichu einayim she'yisrael. Achshicha einayim she'yisrael. To make our eyes dark. That's what Chazal say. Chayshech zu Yavin. To make our eyes dark. And how do they do that? L'hashkicham teresecha. To cause us to forget Torah. What does it mean to forget Torah? How do you make somebody forget? How does an enemy make a person forget what he learned? What does it mean, Hashkichem Teresecha? What does it mean to forget what you learned? No, the Pnimius doesn't mean that when the Ivanim attacked us, all of a sudden we couldn't remember what we learned in the Gemara. We couldn't remember Chumash Rashi, but that's not what it means. L'ashkicham teresecha means to take away from a Jew the clear realization that the only chiyus that I have in my life is Teres Hashem. And the inyan of Chachmas Yavin was to present an alternative form, a type of wisdom to a Jew, and to promise the Jew that with this you'll have success. This form of wisdom will bring you joy and prosperity. You'll major in this, you'll minor in that. You'll study this, you'll study that. You'll indulge in art and in music and the finest foods and so on and so forth. And you'll fess on this world. And that will bring you contentment. That will bring you joy. That's l'hashkicham teresecha doesn't mean that all of a sudden we forget to learn. We don't remember learning. When you forget this yisoid, that Adam la'amo yulad, that man was created for amelus, a Jew was created for amelus and Torah, and that all of those promises of Yavin Harisha are false. They're not true. And that the whole metzias of Yavin is l'hashkicham teresecha. To forget, because once you forget that the Torah is the only address for a Jew, so then it's a matter of time that you begin to forget what you learned, and you forget the Rabbi Shalom, and then you're trapped in this world, and you have no place to go to. You have nowhere to go to. That's the inyan of Hashkicham Teresecha. Therefore, we see that the Ikka Nitzachon of Hanukkah is Nitzachon of Torah and Torah Shabbat. They wanted us to forget the Chshivas of Torah, and Davka from Hanukkah came out the biggest Torah Shabbat Peh all began to flourish Davka as a result of the Ivanim. So the Ivanim wanted to do that to us. Now, Lakim Chashav al Torah, like you find with Yosef at Tzaddik in the parish, in these parishes that it looked like it was going to be to end in stack. From there came out the biggest Yeshua. From what the Ivanim wanted to do, came out the biggest amount of Torah, came out Davka from that. The whole Torah Shabbat Peh came from that. What was to make us Lashkich Tosa. And the Indian of Torah Shabbat Peh is that a Yid remembers every single minute of his life, that there's nothing that's more important, there's nothing that's more valuable to me than Liman HaTorah. And that's why the Yontif of Chanukah is Be'etzem Yontif, where we are able to feel that simcha of Torah, and the candles are kinei mitzvah v'Torah, or kinei mitzvah v'Torah, or that's the simcha of Chanukah, and to have get to learn more during Chanukah, and to try to be mechazik ones, Kabbalas and Torah, and to, what to learn. But that's what's saying that. The whole world is filled with machayvis and yisurim, and you have to find that pach echad, that pach shemen that's munach b'chayis moshek kohen gadol, that shemen al yechser al roishcha, shemen al roishcha al yechser, which means tamutar, shemen oil means chachmas atayr. And a person has to be able to run away from whatever he has in the world, and to be able to go and to open up a safe and to sit in the Bais Medrash and to learn. A person who doesn't have that has only the darkness of Yavin. And he looks at his life, and all he finds in his life are tsaros and machayvus and yesurim and kaz and roigas and tainas and tviyas and kpedas. But the person who knows where to look for the pach shemen, for that jar of oil, for the piece of Torah, the person who knows how to look for that, so he's able to light the menorah, and he's able to have that simcha of Chanukah, not just on Chanukah, but the whole year. That's what Rabbi Nachman says. Shavishvil zeh noilav shi'amu v'toyve az ashrei loy. Fortune is that person. Ashrei misham ala v'toyve. Ashrei loy. That person has happiness. Ki nitzol me'amal ha'olam hazeh. This person is saved or spared from the amal of this world. Again, it doesn't mean that everything's going to go smoothly. But the effects of this world and how it can get you down and how the world can break you, this person of Torah is not going to experience that. He's not going to be broken by the world. And whatever the circumstances of his life are, they're not going to break him. They're not going to destroy him. I was just reading this, like in this list, I don't know if you saw this list, Shabbos. This last week they had the Mishpacha magazine about Yosef Mendelovich. Did you see that? You know what I'm talking about. It was from the beginning, the time in 1970, it was the whole trial. I remember Shas Meiser in Leningrad, they were trying, him and a few other Yidden, that they were trying to hijack a plane to Eretz Yisrael, to get out of Russia, to hijack a plane to Eretz Yisrael, and they got caught. And the Amun of this Yid, Yosef Mendelovich, he's already now, he's in his 70s. He's a long gray beard and pays. There's pictures of him I haven't seen since 40 years ago. Pictures. The gevurah of the person, he was there 11 years in the prison, what kind of prison, what he had over there, suffering. And he is Shemesh Shabbos over there, and he brings there with all kinds of unbelievable chachmas, and he kept Shabbos, and he was able to get a Tanakh. He was able to get a Tanakh, and on the cover he made it like it was in Yiddish speeches, that Brezhnev speeches in Yiddish. And they checked it, and the guy there that read the Yiddish that knew how to read it, so he says, "No, this is okay, it's Brezhnev." And he had a Tanakh in there, and he was learning Tanakh, became a baki in Tanakh. He had a Tanakh, and he was learning this, reading this Tanakh all the years. And he had never once in his life put on film, because he wasn't from before. He became from at that time. They put on film. So he said over there that when he said that the first Jew that he met when he was released was in Vienna. He came there to sing. You know this Israel singer? He's from the World Jewish Congress. The famous Askin is a Frum guy. So that was the first Jew that met him in Vienna to bring him to Eretz Yisrael. And when this Mr. Singer, when he met Yosef Mendelovich, Mendelovich was a hero. I remember that he was a hero to the whole world. All Yidden, he was like a hero. And he was tortured, gesaved, and he didn't give anybody and anything. He was a giver. So it says that he met Singer, and I can imagine how emotional it was. He was free, and he met this Yid, and the Yid's a Frum Yid. And Mr. Singer said to him, "Yosef, what can I get you? Tell me what you need." He just came out of the misery of Russia, that whole jail thing. So Mendelovich said, "You know, in my whole life I never put on film. I've been dreaming about it and thinking about it and reading about it, but I never was privileged to put on a pair of film." So Mr. Singer said that right before I came here to meet you, I called the Lubavitch Rebbe. And I asked the Lubavitch Rebbe, I said, "I'm going to meet Yosef Mendelovich. What should I take him?" So the Rebbe said, "He'll want a pair of film. Bring him a pair of tefillin." And he took out from his bag. That's the only, he brought him a pair of tefillin. And there's the happiest Jew in the world. If any of us would have been in that place for a day, for half a day, what he went through, And he was not angry, he's not bitter, he's filled with chiyus and simchas achayim. Ashrei lo, a person that lives with that truth, that he has a way to escape to. See, he could spin him and he could fall on shin 100 times and he still gets up and spins again. You have people that if they fall on a nun, they can't get up anymore. Forget about a shin. People even on a hay, they say, person on nun, forget it. Shin, I have to give up something in my life. I'm losing something in my life. I can't stand to lose anything in my life. Life is not supposed to be that way. I'm supposed to only be getting things, not giving up things, not losing things. He falls on a shin. And then again, a shin. But that's how a person goes in this world. Like that. But if a person has the Torah, then Ashrei mi shamal of the Torah. Ki nitzol mi amal ha'ilam hazeh v'zoich l'ilam haba, and of course, ilam haba, ein l'shalte, ilam haba person has. On the v'amar Rabbeinu Zechon l'vracha. Rabbi Nachman said, hini ha'kol oimrim shi'esh ilam hazeh v'ilam haba. I've mentioned this many times over the years. Everybody says, the ilam says, that there are two worlds. There's an ilam hazeh, there's this world, and there's an ilam haba, and there's the next world. V'hinei olam haba, as far as the next world is concerned, onu ma'aminim she'esh olam haba. Okay? We believe that there's an olam haba. And then Rabbi Nachman said, ef she'esh gam olam hazeh, gam kein be'ez olam. And Rabbi Nachman said, olam hazeh, maybe it exists someplace, in some world. Maybe it does exist. Ki bekan, but as far as what I see, bekan, in this place where we're in, ki bekan nirishu ha'gehenim. What I see here is Gehenna. Ki kulam leim yisurim gedolim tamid. Because everybody's filled with all kinds of yisurim. Omar, and he said, she'ein nimsa shum olam hazeh klal. Listen to those words, to remember till 120. You think it's depressing. Those words are not depressing. If you believe in what Rabbi Nachman is saying here, because you think this is not like Rabbi Nachman, he's always so... encourage it. It's like, this doesn't sound like this is so cheerful, right? It's not true. Those words that he just said here are the most uplifting words of all. She'ein nimsa shulam olam hazeh klal. Why are those words the best words we could possibly hear? She'ein nimsa shum olam hazeh klal. You would never believe that Rabbi Nachman would say such a thing. It's kan is gehenim. Ein nimsa shum olam hazeh klal. Those words are themselves the biggest source of simcha that a person can have. And give us the biggest chizik. Because Rabbi Nachman is only giving chizik. Everything he said was only to give chizik. So what is he saying such things? Sounds depressing. She'ain nim says shum elam azekla. We talk about this every year. That we read Kehelis on Davka on Sukkos, right? But you read Kehelis on Sukkos. If we would be the ones that would make a choice to find something like happy to read on Sukkos, think of all kinds of nice things to read, and Davke to read on Sukkos Kehelis, what's the Yichus Kehelis and Sukkos? So what's the answer to that? It's the same thing as going to sit in the Sukkah. What does it mean when a person goes to sit in the Sukkah? When a person goes to sit in the Sukkah, what he's saying when he goes to sit in the Sukkah is, Ein nimsa shum olam hazeh klal. Ein nimsa shum olam hazeh klal. There is no, this world doesn't exist. My house, the palace, whatever it might be, all the things that I have, ein olam hazeh klal. There's only one thing, there's the bari olam, it's teres Hashem. And that's the biggest simcha. It frees you from all of the things that you were depending on, that you thought are going to give you simcha, and always, always disappoint you. Always fall short. But Shlomo HaMelech comes and says to us on Sukkos, Havel Havalim Omer, Havel Havalim Hakol Havel. Shlomo HaMelech says, listen to me. Like they say now, been there, done that. Right? They have an expression, been there, done that. Shlomo HaMelech says, Taminu li, believe me. And everybody's thinking, yeah, sure, I would also like to be Shlomo HaMelech and then write a book at the end of my life like this. Shlomo HaMelech, said, believe me, Havel Havalam Omakahelas, Havel Havalam Kol Hakol Havalam. So you think that that's the most depressing book in the world. So why do we read it on Sukkot, which is the happiest time of the year, Zman Simcha Seinu, we read on Sukkot? Because a person who lives with this sentence, Ein Nimtza Shum Olam Hazeh Klal, and you stop trying to find what you're looking for, Simcha in Olam Hazeh, even in another person. Now that sounds very, very strange to Western ears, because the whole tachlis of everything that a person ever saw in the movies and every novel that he ever read is to find true love. So that in the Western world, the ultimate ideal is to live a long life being madly in love with another person, with a spouse, whatever it is. That's the tachlis. And if that doesn't work out, then the person is completely tzibrochim. People hang all of their expectations on a shidduch, on marriage, on a relationship. And even that, you know, Chazal say also, hakol hava. Doesn't mean to say that it's bad. And it doesn't mean to say that enjoying a good meal is bad. That's not what the Torah is saying. What it's saying is that if you're looking for your simcha in that pastrami sandwich, you're in for a big disappointment. And if you're looking for your whole simcha sechaim by losing yourself in some relationship of love, you're in for a big disappointment. And all of us know already old enough not to be fooled by what it says in the books and what it says in the novels and the musicians that I used to listen to when I was a teenager, and I was thinking, wow, ooh, this guy, he must, the way he's, with the songs he has about love, who knows what this guy has in his life. Now we know what he has in his life. These are not secrets, what these people have. The biggest Yisur. Mola Yisur, Royus Machayvus Kaz, the biggest Yisur. They were dependent completely upon on that person in the song. That person in the song is going to be my way of having simcha in this world. And they invested themselves completely in that. And it doesn't ever come out like that. It doesn't come out the way that you think. It doesn't come out the way that you want it. And the person who depends on this world and hangs all of his hopes, and hangs all of his hopes on this world, even in relationships, even on that, there was a time that people, even if they weren't happily married, I'm not talking about, God forbid, being hurt. There was that plenty of that too. But even if they weren't happily married, they still were able to live. They were able to live in relative peace for 50, 60, 70 years. That if that couple would be now with the differences in personality, it wouldn't last for 2 weeks. How could they live together like that 60, 70 years? It's like fire and water, these two. You haven't seen people like this? Oh, we see people like this. How are they able to? Because they weren't depending upon each other for all the meaning of life. They had other things in life that gave them, I'm talking if it's a person of Torah, something else that gave this person meaning in life. But now everybody's relationship is supposed to give me simcha. So, havel havolim. Achas mehem lo matzasi. Ish achas mehem lo matzasi. Shlomo says, I had a lot of wives. All of that. What did he have? Also, kaz, machavis, and yisur, Shlomo Melech had. That's that now in the world, that this is the ikkah what people are depending upon for simcha. The ikkah that they're depending on for simcha. And when it doesn't work out the way that they want it, it's very, 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 very bad. I'm not talking chas shalom, it's something taka terrible, people, crazy things. I'm talking about this stuff, what I wanted. I was hoping that this was going to bring me fulfillment and joy and so on. Okay, say that. But you thought that was going to be the nakuda of your life. That was going to be the nakuda of simcha in your life. The Baruch Shalom says, made us in such a way that Yidden can't go. It doesn't work like that for us. So Ashvi Misham Alabataira. It's the only person that has Ashvi Misham Alabataira. And we see with our own eyes. A person thinks that they're going to be part of it. It's not. That's why Davkan Sukkis, when you let go of the house, and when you let go of the things, and people tell me that I got this, I had this no idea how to put up a heating system in my sukkah. So that's also, they're finding new hamtzoyis already, you know, how to make the sukkah into a house. I'm not talking about an halacha, not a lot, but a person in your sukkah says that after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur you can let go, and you know that it's havel havelim. But if you're still going to the sukkah and it's havel havelim in the sukkah. The sukkah means what Rav Nachman says, Levorach LaShem Esbar. What's the sukkah? The sukkah is the title of the Mevinu, says Levorach LaShem Esbar. It's Levorach LaShem Esbar, to go to Hashem, to run away from the world. Levorach LaShem Esbar. That's what the sukkah is. And the Etrash Shem Kippur person knows that that's true. And that's why he's able to have a Simchas Torah. What's Simchas Torah doing? We saw this in Aris HaTshuva. What's Simchas Torah doing at that time? It's a funny thing about Simchas Torah. What's Simchas Torah? Because after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a person knows that all I have in my life is to run around with the Torah. That's all I have in my life that can give me Ashi, Shamal, the Torah is to run around with the Torah. The Simchas Torah comes right after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Simchas Torah. And Chanukah is even higher. Chanukah is even higher than that. So learning about a little bit on Erev Shabbos, we'll continue this Erev Shabbos. Chanukah is even higher than that. Chanukah is not even Yom Tov. It comes out Shabbos, so you have also, but Chanukah is big, is from the days of the week. Chanukah is Vachadik. It's not Shabbos. It's not Yom Tov. You're allowed to do Malacha. You're sitting in the 39 Klalas, the 39 Malachas of this world, with all your headaches and at work, and with the phone, and with everything, and it's Chanukah. What does it mean? It means that a person is by Reich Hashem Baruch in the Choshech. He's able to, he knows that he has a place that he can run to. Shabbos is Yom Tov is different. Shabbos Yom Tov is like a day off from the amelus of this world. Shabbos you're off. Chanukah you're not off. Chanukah you're in the world. That's the highest thing. Chanukah is the highest thing. Chanukah you're in the world, and in the world you're able to have an escape. What's it called? An outlook, like, to escape. You're able to have a way to go in the world. Shabbos Yom Tov is different. Shabbos that works on Yom Tov made us days off. Days off. A day off, a person can come to himself on a day off. But to be in the 39 Malachis, and in the 39 Malachis for a person to be able to come to himself in the 39 Malachis, it's only as Shamal Batar, a person wakes up in the morning and he learns, and he goes to sleep at night. He learns. And he chaps a shir in the car. And he has a say there every day in learning, like Rav Nachman says here, Chay Kavur V'Chiyav Chazak every day. And he goes through and he learns a cipher, and he's that person has a Simchas Torah. He has a Sukkos. He has a Zman Simchas Seima. In the world, he doesn't have to have a palace. He doesn't need a palace. Wherever you put him, he doesn't need it. Like this Mandalovich in prison, he had a Tanakh. 11 years. I don't know, he didn't have the whole time. He had some of the time he was there. He said Tanakh. And from that, he had the biggest aliyah from that he had. You should be Zarech Bez Hashem. You should be Zarech to feel that and to live with that. And Mitzvah Hashem, next Monday, we'll begin the 20th Sikh.